I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Compared to yesterday, you could say that things are relatively calm in Egypt, but calm has been elusive in Egypt lately. And with the interim government offering a timetable for elections that wouldn't happen for another half year at least, it's hard to see how more violence, like what happened yesterday, will be averted. Just to remind you, yesterday more than 50 supporters of Mohamed Morsi were gunned down by the Egyptian military in what's been widely described as a massacre. Things in Egypt had already gotten polarized between Islamists and secularists, but yesterday's bloodshed only made things worse. Shahira Amin is Egyptian and a journalist based in Cairo. Shahira, you've interviewed a number of people who had been praying at the scene of that shooting yesterday. How did yesterday's violence affect them? Have you followed up?
Yes, I went to Rabaa al-Adawiyya, where they're camped out in a northeastern suburb in Cairo. They've been staging a sit-in, saying that they will stay on the streets until Morsi is reinstated, because to them, he is the legitimate president. He came by the ballot box, and they see what happened here as a military coup.
So, Shahira, with that news from yesterday in the background, what's the scene today around Cairo?
Tensely quiet, I would say. We can expect skirmishes to break out at any minute. This is a very polarized country. There is deep hatred and mistrust of the Islamists. You saw the millions gathered in Tahrir Square and else in other squares in the country demanding Morsi's ouster, insisting that he hold early presidential election. Frankly, Marco, it's because he has not delivered on any of his campaign promises. There were very little reforms. The economy is in tatters, high inflation, unemployment, persistent power cuts, gas shortage. All of that led to the rebellion. And there were millions out there. And many of them are very happy to see the back of the Islamist government.
Well, you say there's lots of hatred and distrust of the Islamists, but what about the millions of supporters of Mohamed Morsi? I mean, they're also angry and now distrustful of this democratic system.
Absolutely. He has around 30 million out of the 85 million Egyptians supporting him. And it's not just the Muslim Brotherhood, it's other Islamist groups, including groups like the Jamaa Islamiyah, for long a jihadi group that is known to use violence. They were responsible for the Luxor massacre back in the 90s. So this is very dangerous indeed.
And Shahira, not all of Cairo was protesting recently. I'm just wondering if the ouster of Morsi after the big demonstrations drew in more people because of either the people who were killed yesterday or because of the ouster of Morsi. Are people more invested today in the fight in Egypt?
I think a lot of people are just adopting a wait-and-see approach. A lot of people are yearning for stability. They want to get on with their lives. When you talk to the man on the street, they say that Morsi has done nothing for them and that they just want, you know, to have food on the table for their children at the end of the day. So in a way, some people are relieved to see this government gone and hoping that the interim government will be able to deliver better than Morsi did.
And the news from the interim government in the past 24 hours is kind of dizzying. A new prime minister has been named. A schedule has been set for drafting an amended constitution. A schedule for parliamentary elections has been set. How are Egyptians reacting to the rapid pace of all this? It's kind of crazy.
It has been kind of crazy throughout, you know, the whole transitional period since the revolution of 2011. But I think that they should not repeat the mistakes of the previous government. Isolating any political faction or group would be disastrous. This has to be an all-inclusive political process. And yesterday, the Noor Party, the political wing of the ultra-conservative Salafists, withdrew from the political process in protest at the massacre. So all of this is very worrying and very dangerous for Egypt's political future.
I'm just curious, for you, you're a journalist, Shahira. You were supportive of the revolution in 2011. What does this moment mean to you?
I want a secular civil state. That's why we were in Tahrir in 2011. I'm also optimistic in the long run because I find that the people of Egypt have changed. They are much more aware now. They're more politicized. And I think the trend is irreversible. These young people who put their lives on the line, they will continue to fight for democratic reforms and they will not tolerate another dictatorship. I hope the military is aware of that.
Egyptian journalist Shahira Amin speaking with us from Cairo. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Marco.